your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mainly cloudy skies today with highs around 57. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 16. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Overcast skies tomorrow, high of 23. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 48.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, Microsoft is putting $50 million into LanzaJet facility in Georgia that will produce jet fuel from ethanol. LanzaJet says the facility will start producing sustainable jet fuel next year. Experts consider the airline industry one of the hardest to decarbonize. Governments and investors are trying to boost incentives to produce lower carbon-emitted jet fuel. LanzaJet says work is almost complete on its Freedom Pine Fuels biorefiner. Plans are to start producing 10 million gallons of sustainable aviation fuel and renewable diesel per year from sustainable ethanol in 2023. The plant will also produce sustainable fuels from waste-based feedstocks. Last year, the White House announced a goal to lower aviation emissions by some 20% by 2030 as environmental groups place increased pressure on the industry to lower its carbon footprint. Microsoft created its Climate Innovation Fund that will invest $1 billion over 4 years to speed up the development of carbon removal technology. Oregon State University researchers identifying hemp compounds that show an ability to prevent the virus that caused COVID from entering human cells. The university research says a pair of cannabinoid acids bind to COVID-19 spike protein, which stops the virus from infecting people. The university said the spike protein is the same drug target used in COVID-19 vaccine and antibody therapy. They say a disease or virus follows a specific process for infecting a person, and a drug target is any molecule critical to that process that can be disrupted to stop any infection or progression. The cannabinoid acids, they say, are abundant in hemp and many hemp extracts. And according to an Oregon State researcher, said they aren't controlled substances like THC, the psychoactive ingredient marijuana. They have a good safety profile in humans, he says. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Wichita police say two people are dead after a shooting in the 2800 block of South Emporia late Monday night. Emergency crews were called to an apartment complex around 9:20 p.m. and found a car that had crashed into a garage. Inside the garage, they found two people, including a 17-year-old male with gunshot wounds. The 17-year-old was pronounced dead at the scene. A female was rushed to the hospital for treatment, but later pronounced dead. Police believe the two were driving when they were shot, causing them to crash into the garage. No one has been arrested. 2 weeks after heavily reducing its surgery schedule, the University of Kansas Health System St. Francis campus is beginning a gradual return to its normal schedule. The Topeka Hospital originally cut down to performing only urgent and time-sensitive surgeries on January 5th, allowing its post-anesthesia care unit to be used as overflow for the surge of inpatients caused by recent COVID-19 spikes. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The Wichita State University Molecular Diagnostics Laboratory, which closed its drive-through COVID-19 testing site at 4174 South Oliver 3 days last week, has now suspended it indefinitely. MDL remains open and continues to process tests being administered by its community partners. The lab provides results within 24 hours of collection. Its website said the decision to suspend the drive-through testing indefinitely is so it can focus on high-volume test processing. After a steady decline in recent weeks, gas prices are back up on the rise in Kansas and across the nation. According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of unleaded fuel Tuesday morning in Kansas is $2.99. That's up 2 cents from a week ago when the average was $2.97. It's also 82 cents higher than a year ago when gas was going for an average of $2.17 per gallon. AAA says the price increase is a result of rising crude oil prices despite a drop in demand. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A driver has died in a rollover crash near Madison in northeastern Nebraska. Madison County Sheriff Todd Volk said in a news release that the crash happened around 8:30 Sunday night when a car went off the road near a rural intersection northwest of Madison and rolled. Volk said the driver, 37-year-old Shane Melcher of Meadow Grove, was thrown from the car and died at the scene. A 37-year-old woman who was a passenger in the car was flown from the scene in a medical helicopter to a hospital. Police in Columbus say they've arrested a man on suspicion of first-degree murder and a weapons count in the death of an older man. Television station NTV reports that 28-year-old Michael Keener was arrested Sunday afternoon after officers were called to an area along 8th Street in Columbus to check on a man who had fallen and hit his head. Arriving officers found Keener at the scene, and police said that he told the officers he'd killed a person. He then led the officers to a location on 16th Avenue where they found the body of 77-year-old Larry Hudak. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week conducted the annual reorganization and appointments, selecting Barb Kiki for chairman. Dr. Nancy Zittick was appointed county health officer, as no response had been received from staff at CMH. County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes advised that CDC has issued new isolation and quarantine guidelines consisting of 5 days. Rhodes doesn't think there is a science backing this and would like to stay with a 10-day recommendation. However, the hospital is advising 5 days, and she feels we should stay consistent within Marshall County. The agency has a temporary person lined up to assist with COVID testing. Candace Prell is home on military leave and will be a contract laborer on an hourly basis. Scott Zabotrisky was elected chair and David Wilbrandt vice chair of the Washington County Commissioners, and other routine annual appointments were made at last week's meeting. A 5% pay raise was approved and extended to all permanent and elected and non-elected employees, both full and part-time. Temporary and summer help and contract labor was not included. Groundbreaking on the Mark Neutsch Horse Soldier Monument on the Courthouse Square is planned for March, with completion and dedication in April. A volunteer group has raised nearly all of the expected $150,000 cost, with the Washington Rotary Club among the most recent contributors, with over $14,000 from the Christmas Festival of Trees. Nemahal County Commissioners last week discussed changing current policy regarding paid holidays for new employees, changing from longevity raises to merit raises, and looking at current sick and vacation leave policy. No action was taken on county reorganization, suggesting further changes be made before that document's approved. Commissioners discussed 2022 pay raises for county employees. A motion to suspend camera recording during that discussion passed on a 2-1 vote, with Gary Scobie voting no. The Emergency Preparedness Director advised the state did a disaster declaration from the windstorm December 15th, but the only local entities qualifying for FEMA money are the City of Seneca and Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric. Eric Thiemann was unanimously elected chair of the Gage County Board of Supervisors at last week's meeting. Emily Haxby was elected vice chairman of the board and the Board of Equalization by a vote of 4-1, replacing Dennis Myers, who was previously nominated before a closed ballot was requested. Approval was given for a request to proceed with purchase of 2 tandem axle trucks for the highway department. Salary of elected officials was approved for a 4-year term in Gage County beginning in 2023. A public hearing was opened to consider application for a commercial ag anhydrous plant in Adams Township, with planning and zoning recommending adoption. A representative with Farmers Co-op said he would like to move the site to make it safer for surrounding communities. After discussion, meeting time for the board committee will remain at 7 a.m. for the time being. A recall election for Owen Zinke on the Nemaha Central USD 115 school board is set for January 25th, with advance voting currently underway. All registered patrons are eligible to vote for the at-large position, with the recall petition initiated last fall, alleging that Zinke violated state statute in action taken by the board following a parent request to suspend mask mandates for the district students. Amy Sudbeck was also challenged to a recall, which voters overturned in the November election on a vote of 254 to 85. Zinke's term is set to expire in 2023. The special recall election will be at 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. January 25th, and all USD 115 precincts will vote at the Nemaha County Community Building in Seneca. In-person advance votes are due by noon January 24th, last day for mail-in ballots to go out Tuesday, January 18th. Regina A. Jones, age 86, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Private family service to be held Wednesday and will be streamed on the Kinsley Mortuary Facebook page Wednesday at 1:30, with burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Regina Jones.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will remain extremely mild throughout the day today as the jet stream continues to sit further north. The jet stream will start to sink further south overnight tonight, causing our temperatures to drop quickly overnight. Today, we can expect to see highs ranging in the mid-30s to mid-50s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s to lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s through lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 40s through mid-50s throughout Missouri. As the jet stream starts to move further south overnight tonight, strong northwest winds will start to bring polar air down from Canada. Tonight, we can expect to see lows ranging just above and below zero throughout Iowa, lows in the single digits and lower teens throughout Nebraska, the upper teens through mid-20s throughout Kansas, and the lower teens to mid-30s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high in the state 70, the average low 18, the record low 16 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:44, sunset this evening at 5:31.
Looking for a fun outdoor project the whole family can enjoy? One suggestion is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization, brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 18th, the 18th day of the year. Oklahoma received one of the heaviest snowfalls on record on this day in 1987. Up to 13 inches fell and drifts were 5 feet high. The first thing most kids like to do after a snowstorm is build the perfect snow fort. Why not make it a family project? A few pieces of board make a good brick mold, and a cookie sheet works great for slicing your bricks. For a really unique look, make blocks by compacting snow into a plastic bucket. Fill plastic spray bottles with food coloring and water and let the kids go wild painting the walls. And you want to be extra comfy in your snow fort, so be sure to design a chair or two, or dare we say it, a snowfa. That's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun projects at almanac.com.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Along with the brand new 2021 Buick Enclave Premier and Buick Enclave Essence, the Nordis Motor Company has on trade a 2019 Chevy Traverse, one owner, just 31,000 miles, a 2019 GMC Acadia, 2017 Chevy Equinox Premier, and 2015 Chevy Traverse. It's an all-wheel drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Wichita State looks to stop a four-game slide and put an end to its struggles Wednesday evening when they take on the Temple Owls in an American Athletic Conference matchup. The Shockers fell 61-57 to Cincinnati on Sunday despite 14 points and 6 assists from Tyson Etienne. The loss dropped the defending champion Shockers to 0-4 in conference for the first time since 2008-09 season when they opened Missouri Valley play with 6 straight losses. Wichita State is 0-2 against the Owls in Philly. The game is set for Wednesday with a 6 p.m. tip. It'll be on ESPN Plus. K-State was able to finally close out a tight game on Saturday morning as the Wildcats earned their first Big 12 victory over perhaps the hottest team in the country with a 62-51 win over number 19 Texas Tech. The Wildcats continue Big 12 play today as the Wildcats travel to Austin, Texas to take on the number 23 ranked Texas Longhorns at 7:30 p.m. It'll be on the Longhorn Network. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Egg News from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with many issues being addressed in Washington, D.C. constantly, some in the agricultural community feels like they're not being properly addressed with some of their issues. However, Dan Newhouse says one of the biggest issues facing today's farmers that's getting more and more attention continues with farm labor. The chair of the Western Caucus says there's a growing level of awareness and urgency among many members of Congress.
We passed the bill in the House this spring, and there's a group of senators that have taken up the mantle of the Farm Worker Modernization Act and have been working very well together, bipartisan group of senators, and we'll continue to work with them to do all we can to move the legislation through the Senate.
He said the process may feel slow and frustrating at times, but says that more and more conversations about addressing the worker shortage are taking place in Washington, D.C., and says they're also working on the economy challenges in the agriculture industry. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Number 7, Kansas hits the road for a two-game stretch beginning at Oklahoma tonight at 6 o'clock. The game will be televised on ESPN. The Jayhawks are 14-2 overall, 3-1 in the Big 12. Oklahoma is 12-5, 2-3 in the Big 12. Kansas is the only Big 12 school that has two players ranked in the top five of the Big 12 in scoring, with senior Ochai Agbaje first at 20.6 points per game, which is 13th nationally, and junior Christian Brown fifth at 15.6 points per game. Brown is one of three players who rank in the top 10 in the Big 12 in both scoring and rebounding. The Chiefs had to learn to dink and dunk their way through this entire season, so you can bet they relished the chance to open up the offense against Pittsburgh on Sunday night. The Chiefs used a series of big plays to roll to a 42-21 victory in the wildcard round. They'll probably need more of the same this Sunday night when they face the equally potent Bills in the divisional round at Arrowhead Stadium. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Hiawatha Redhawks outlasted the Marysville Bulldogs in a hard-fought back-and-forth battle, tipping off pool play in the Thunder Classic at Nemaha Central Monday. Both teams fought hard all night. Hiawatha prevailed 64-61, paced by senior Joel Bryan with 24, Carson Gilbert in double figures with 15, and Brent Barnhill scores 14. Marysville led by junior Jack Lauer with 20. Peyton Smith scores 13. 64-61 Hiawatha, their second win over Marysville this season. Redhawks improved to 3-5, while Marysville falls to 2-6. Bulldogs face host Nemaha Central in a 7:30 tip-off Tuesday at Seneca, live on KNDY.
The Twin Valley League Tournament tipped off Monday with first-round games that were postponed from Saturday. In girls' action, Axtell held off Washington County 39-34. Clifton Clyde beat Wetmore 62-42. Troy girls topped Blue Valley 61-36. In boys action, it was Blue Valley over Donahoe West 53-49. Troy took Valley Heights boys 53-45. Frankfort over Washington County 54-39. And Wetmore beat Onega 48-34. In Tuesday's action in the Twin Valley League Tournament, at 3:15 in our broadcast feature, Hanover girls meet Frankfort. At 4:45, Frankfort boys entertain Clifton Clyde. At 6:15, in our broadcast feature, Axtell girls meet Centralia. And at 7:45, the Hanover boys face Blue Valley. In the secondary gym, girls action at 3:15, Donovan West versus Clifton Clyde. 4:45, Axtell meets Troy in boys play. 6:15, the Valley Heights girls face Troy. And at 7:45, Centralia boys square off with Wetmore. Marysville fell to Hiawatha in boys' first-round pool play of the Thunder Classic at Nemaha Central on Monday. Hiawatha 64, Marysville 61. In the early tip-off, St. Mary's Academy took Jackson Heights 48-33. On Tuesday, Atchison meets Jackson Heights at 6. Nemaha Central will host Marysville at 7:30. Twin Valley League basketball coverage, four games, beginning in the 3 o'clock hour on FM 95.5. Marysville Bulldogs tip off at 7:30 from Seneca, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Brackets are posted and updated on our website, KNDYradio.com, and our Facebook page. High school basketball, Diller Odell tips off at Southern tonight.
Evergreen trees, forest bathing, anti-inflammatories, fragrance, and pest deterrents have one thing in common, terpenes. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The distinct fragrance of evergreens is thanks to the terpenes in the plant. It's often distilled and made into an essential oil, pinene. The perceived health benefits are currently being researched with some positive findings. Forest bathing is a longtime practice of walking mindfully through a forest. It was used to boost emotions and reduce stress. The emotional and mental benefits of this practice have helped it spread around the world. A recent study published in the Journal of Toxicological Research found forest bathing in a terpene-rich environment has human health benefits as well. Terpene also provides plants with protection. When a pine is injured, the terpene-rich resin oozes out, helping repel insects and prevent fungal infections. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Bray was expecting a call from a guy trying to sell him firewood. When an unknown number popped up on his cell phone, he thought he'd just call back later, as he was busy at the time. Turns out someone else was calling. It was the White House. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Ray Starling worked for Senator Tom Tillis in North Carolina, and when the senator landed a position on the Agriculture and Judiciary Committees, Ray was presented with an opportunity to go to D.C. and work for the senator there.
I followed him to D.C., took my family up there. That was obviously sort of an interesting way to go about it, mid-career. Most of the folks you see in Washington working on a senator staff are average age of 23, and I learned after trying to do it in my 40s why that is. It's a pretty hard transition, a pretty hard city to move into.
He later became the senator's chief of staff, but Ray says,
Washington is a really big small town.
Those in government knew of his farming background, his work as a lawyer, and his time spent in agricultural policy. In February of 2017, he got an unexpected phone call.
I actually got a voicemail from them on Sunday, but it was from a number I didn't recognize, so I never listened to it. And on Tuesday morning, I get this call that says, Ray, why aren't you calling the people at the White House back? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they had called me on Super Bowl Sunday. I actually thought it was a guy I was trying to chase down off Craigslist to buy firewood from.
It was actually a staff member from President Trump's National Economic Council.
I called the guy at the White House and said, sorry, I hadn't called you earlier, but here I am. Would you like to talk? And he basically said, yeah, can you get here in about 90 minutes? So that's not a lot of time to prepare for how you're going to answer the question, why should we hire you at the White House?
The initial meeting at the White House went well.
I got the chance to interview, and then literally 2 days later, went back a second time to meet directly with Gary, the director of the National Economic Council, and he reached across the table and said, welcome to the team.
That role has a story unto itself, and Ray's first meeting with the president was quite interesting as well. It's all to come next time as we travel the countryside. Raleigh, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCray.
Building on your land sit idle, make some money from it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Rent it out as a storage facility for anything from cattle to campers as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you have a building on your land that's sitting empty, make some money by renting it out for storage. People are always looking for places to put things they don't have the room for, such as campers, boats, machinery, and hay. Ann Johans is a farm management extension program specialist at Iowa State University. She says your local extension office can help you determine rental rates or ask around to see what the going rates are in your area. Lease agreements will vary according to the age, condition, size, location, and efficiency of the building being rented.
When you're renting it out, you want to make sure you're covering your ownership costs, and so the owner is going to be the one that's paying for that structure itself as far as the insurance, and you know that would be part of their entire acreage, and they're the one that's paying the property tax on that piece of property. when they're looking at what they want to charge, they want to make sure that they're covering those costs in that rental fee.
In general, owners cover the cost for major repairs and insurance coverage for buildings and structures. Tenants provide labor and management and pay the cost of utilities and minor upkeep. Don't rely on a handshake to seal the deal. It's important to have a written lease that specifies the details.
The structure that's being rented and then what it's being used for, so that both parties clearly understand, you know, what they are agreeing to. And then some details on maybe right of entry. What right of entry does the owner have? Do they still need to go in and inspect that property? If there's going to be improvements made or maintenance, which parties need to be responsible for that?
It's also a good idea to check out zoning laws that may vary depending on the building's planned use and location. You'll find more tips for renting out storage and a sample agreement form at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us, never molested. Though in the wrong,
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Talking with my big city daughter about food today on Farm to Fork. The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I was a Midwestern farm kid and had no desire to visit New York City, ever. In 2007, I let my wife and daughter talk me into it, and I'm sorry to report that I've been to the Big Apple a total of 21 times to date. My daughter lives and works in the city now, so I've taken more than a casual interest in her food options there. When she visited us recently, I talked with her about just that. Katie has several years of New York City grocery purchasing and restaurant dining experience.
Food doesn't mean the same thing to me that it does to a lot of people. A lot of people build huge chunks of their lives around food, and they cook and they go to restaurants and stuff like that. And I think secretly I've always been a kind of person who, I don't know, I just don't get all the hype about all of that. And restaurant food is fun, but it's just not a big deal for me. And it's honestly kind of nice to have an external excuse to be able to live the way that I really want to, which is very simply and not spending a whole bunch of money on restaurant food.
The external excuse Katie mentions is some health issues she's faced the past couple of years that have influenced her eating choices. At first, she cut out added sugars completely and focused her diet on very healthy choices. More recently, she's pared her diet down further, and we'll pick that up in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's hard to predict the future when it comes to the American agricultural economy, and 2022 is no different. And David Winmar, an agricultural economist with the Agricultural Economic Insights, says there are several different concerns in the months ahead for the new year.
The macro economy, the overall U.S. economy, is on everyone's mind, and how things play out in 2022 could have long-term implications. And I think the other issue that's really important is the combination of production expenses and commodity prices. And right now, everything's tight, but probably doable. But if we see one of those really slip one way or the other, it could become challenging for producers to navigate.
He says right now that inflation is the biggest concern when it comes to the macro economy.
everyone right now is thinking about inflation, and I think that's true. We've seen data coming out of the Federal Reserve that said that inflation is pretty high. Thankfully, the duration has been pretty short. We haven't seen inflation lasting very long. Again, a year ago, we were looking at inflation rates in the 1 to 2% range. And so this has been a pretty short-term phenomenon. How much pain inflation causes is a function of the magnitude and the duration. We have a magnitude that's around 5.5%. The duration has been short. Of course, this is a concern, but we have to put it in the right context. Of course, the follow-up is what's going to happen with inflation.
At the same time, what the Fed will do with interest rates may be affecting on the inflation as well.
It's really important to think about how this unfolds. And if we see a scenario play out in 2022 where the Fed is raising interest rates and inflation is still challenging, then that could spell long-term challenges or headwinds for the farm sector. We could see inflation continue to be a concern. We could see high levels of interest rates continue to be a concern. On the other side, maybe the optimistic side, if we see inflation start to abate or start to slow down as supply chains get restarted.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
When the days get shorter and the grass stops growing, it's time for Maximum Outdoor Equipment's Early Bird Winter Service Discounts. Call Maximum before the end of the year and save 25% on labor. Or get free pickup and delivery within a 25-mile radius. And next spring, when you're ready to start mowing, your mower will be ready too. Maximum Outdoor Equipment knows mowers. They've been focused on selling and servicing lawnmowers for over a quarter of a century. They also know come spring, there will be a whole lot of people wanting to get their mowers in to be cleaned and sharpened. Because while a whole lot of places can sell you a mower, not many places can service them. So give your mower some end-of-the-season love and save money now and be ready to mow next spring. Call 943-0201 before the end of the year to get an early bird winter service discount from Maximum Outdoor Equipment, just south of Kellogg on West Street and online at MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
The new year brings a sense of optimism and determination. While there are many questions that need answers, you have a reliable and relevant source to get the information you need. This station at AgView.net. Input cost, supply chain, consumer demand, and weather are all factors that affect your bottom line. Stick with the reliable and relevant source. Have a great 2022 from this radio station at AgView.net.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Biden's $1.7 billion Build Back Better bill going nowhere on Capitol Hill. Democrats, though, looking at pulling out the climate smart ag provisions and clean energy incentives and moving them to separate packages. That, according to Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow. As soon as Democrats finish dealing with the voting rights bill, she said it'll be taking up BBB provisions that have the support of the caucus and certainly ones in agriculture and forestry, she said. She acknowledged that Democrats will have to rework a tax incentive for electric vehicles targeted to U.S. manufactured cars and trucks. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, whose opposition to the larger BBB has kept it bottled up in the Senate, has specifically raised concerns about the EV provisions. A separate climate package would likely include a series of biofuel tax incentives that are in the Build Back Better bill, Stabenow said. The climate provisions account for less than 1% of the overall bill, but are critical to Biden's pledge to cut U.S. greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030. Ethanol trade groups raising concerns over reports that the Biden administration might trim the 15 billion gallon conventional biofuel mandate proposed for the year. The administration facing pressure to cut the 2022 renewable volume obligation after already proposing to trim targets for 2020 and 2021. An ethanol industry source called the report the same old playbook from the oil industry in a bid to lower the price of compliance credits and nothing more. During a House committee hearing this week, Renewable Fuel Association President Jeff Cooper said his group would be greatly concerned if EPA is backtracking on this very recent proposal. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers.
Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
This spring, you might be asked about your conservation practices. The USDA wants to know what motivates you to adopt conservation on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's about time. Blighted Planting, new Zyway 3D fungicide from FMC, delivers foliar disease protection from planting to harvest. Active ingredient flutriafol moves from the soil through the corn as it grows for inside-out protection from roots to tassel. For season-long protection, choose first-of-its-kind Enfuro Zyway 3D fungicide. To learn more, call 815-362-7747 today. Always read and follow all label directions.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to normal. But for today's top farmers, there's only moving ahead. And just like you, we've never stopped working. When Commodity Classic returns to New Orleans, you can look forward to the same premier agricultural and educational experience you've come to expect. From the only event designed by farmers, for farmers. Because we understand the only way to get back to normal is by pushing ahead. Join us when we return March 10th through 12th. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
In recent decades, Congress has demonstrated strong support for conservation programs through Farm Bill legislation. The intent is to ensure our farmlands remain healthy and productive while helping farmers and ranchers protect natural resources. The USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service is partnering with the Natural Resources Conservation Service to conduct the Conservation Practices Adoption Motivation Survey. Joe Parsons is the chair of the Agricultural Statistics Board. He says they're going out to talk to farmers and ranchers about what drives their decision to implement conservation practices and the role of technical and financial assistance to their operations.
One, we're going to talk to crop farmers, and another way we'll talk to livestock farmers. And I think that really represents good government because we're helping collect data that will drive smart programs that get at and make sense for farmers and ranchers. So that'll be going on in spring of 2022.
He says the sample size for each component of the survey will be 34,000 to 35,000 ranchers and farmers. It'll be voluntary, but they'll select a scientifically based sample that gives a good representation of different types and sizes of crop and animal operations.
I think the result is to provide data that is useful for NRCS and other folks that are framing, you know, how to structure conservation programs and cost share and stuff like that, so they have better data for better decision making.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Conservation Practices Adoption Motivation Survey at agriculture.com.
New year, new career. Come join the team at Landall Company in Marysville as they look to make your year and their year 2022 the best year yet. Landall Company in Marysville is hiring for assembly, welding, paint, maintenance, fabrication, and traveling service tech positions. Enhanced wages start at $14.50 up to $20.70 per hour, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, short and long-term disability, life insurance, plus paid holidays and profit sharing. Last year's bonus equaled 7.55 weeks of gross wages, just to name a few. Apply online today at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for information. Landall Company, Marysville, an equal opportunity employer.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Tuesday today. Markets wrapping up here in just a little bit for the first day of trading after the three-day weekend with the Martin Luther King trading day. In the markets, corn has officially bumped up into the green after trending mostly lower for the day. It's still kind of slow, but it is at least in the positive now. March corn is up a penny right now, sitting at 597 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat moving further into the green as well as the day has gone along with March Casey wheat up 26 and a half cents at 771. And a half. On the flip side, bean market still struggling a little bit today. March beans are down 12 and three quarters at 13.57. Even the meal down 14 and a half bucks right now at 3.91 and 10 cents. And the bean oil has slowed down a little bit, their growth
and the grain 36 cents right now at 58 and 82 cents. Cotton market today still trending mostly higher as well, with March cotton up 95 cents right now at 120 and 65 cents. Canola, on the other hand, is moving further into the red, down 14 bucks at 961 and a quarter. Over in the oats market, they started off a little rocky. They've seen a big jump as the day's gone along today. March oats up 37 and 3/4 cents right now at 646 and 3/4. Over in the livestock market, things are still trending pretty consistently right now. Cattle market's down. Lean hogs are up just slightly, as we see just kind of a peak with an increase in some sales going on for the volume of the head to cattle. Also, the slaughter volume, a big focus in the market right now. February live cattle is down 32 cents at 137.65 for the February. April's down 27 cents at 141.85. Feeder cattle for March down 90 cents currently, sitting at 165.47. With the lean hogs mostly higher, February is up 35 pennies at 81.25. U.S. dollar index is seeing some big gains today as we go through, with March index right now up 61 cents at 95.77. We have 30-year bonds currently down by 1 penny right now for the March at 153. And the 10-year notes for March is down by 25 cents at 127 even. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week, we're expecting a good run of cattle. We're having a special cow sale in conjunction with our regular calf sale. We're going to have probably around 400 to 500 head of cows and then another 600 to 800 head of calves. Some of our featured cow consignments for our sale this week, we're going to have 125 head of black and black-white face 3 to 5-year-old cows that will start calving here the 7th of February. We're going to have a group of 46 four to short and solid mouth cows that'll be Red Angus. They'll all off of one ranch, and they're bred to Red Angus bulls, and they'll start calving March 15th for 50 days. And then we've got a group of 33 black and black white face bred heifers that are bred to low birth weight Angus bulls. And they'll start calving on February 15th here for about 60 days. If you want to see a full list of our consignments for our sale this week, you can check that out on our website, which is www.eldorado.
KNDY.
seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course towards success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.